Another podcast brought to you by BloodTopSecret.com, by Paranormal Anyway Podcast.
There are many mysteries in this universe.
Where did it come from?
And now, everybody's favorite scarecrow, the Raven.
I'm sorry, friends, for I have been kind of absent from the board recently. Don't worry, I am still around. Lately, I've been dealing with some urgent issues pertaining to myself and others. One of these issues deals with something I will call the will of one. Our whole lives, we are affected by many different people, places, and events, many of which have a great contribution to who we become later on in life. The will of one is a study of certain self-disciplinary aspects where one tries to follow their own path through their life and keep themselves in line to what is their true calling. This is achieved through study of one's own interactions with the world around them. At times it is hard to keep track of who we are, or at least who we want to be. Many different changes can occur when it comes to what we want to be or have happened in our lives, and what we actually go through in life to perhaps get to these points, or maybe elsewhere, or be some other kind of person. Much of this practice or study looks at what makes us feel and act the way we do. One of the first parts is the who, what, when, and how of it all. Saying, what was it that made us afraid of the dark, or scared to ride bikes down hills? Was it the time we fell off the bike and our friends laughed? How much did that really affect us? Does that moment, long ago, keep us from going forward, even though the kids probably don't even remember? In looking at these certain memories in regards to who we are now, the will of one then tries to teach one to try and deal with these things and not let the haunting feelings bother us. The mind and soul or entity of a human being is a strange thing. As our experiences grow, it is said that our spirit grows and diminishes with the flow of these interactions or events. There are said to be key moments in our lives that are important to different life threads of destiny and a person's history. In this part of the study, we hear about a possible presence of an alderman state, which represents the higher being of a person. The alderman state is said to be a point in everyone's life which is the top of their energy and growth. Many describe this as your higher self. In many meditations pertaining to this, one will ask their higher being for help, energy, and understanding. Of course, when one starts trying to figure out who or what we really are or want to be, we have to try and search for the cause or reasons behind our behaviors. This can sometimes seem impossible. As stated before, we are influenced by many different things in our lives. So start small.
Groovy.
I must look now to myself.
For the answer.
In this, no one can help me but my true self. My higher self. Within the walls of my body, my soul, I will find that which I am.
Shall I stray
from my path? May I find myself within whichever path I am on. Whatever happens, I will not let it weigh upon my soul. My strength will come from within, from the truth of who I am and will be. The voice of others will not affect me, nor
nor stray me, and how I feel. For only I can let someone hurt me. In the end, I will succeed.
How will our quest for the book?
Books, movies, other movies.
Reality is not what it used to be.
Do you read Sutter Cain?
This is not a Sutter Cain story. This is not reality. Not reality. Not reality.
In 1995, John Carpenter made an amazing film in which Detective John Trent, played by Sam Neill, is hired to track down a famous author by the name of Sutter Cain. Cain's books have begun to drive those who read them insane. With the coming release of his newest book, he disappears. John pieces together a puzzle and finds out where this Sutter Cain may be. John, accompanied by Cain's editor, head off to a hidden town that strangely has the same name as one of the places in Cain's books, Hobbs End.
He sees you. He sees you.
This is reality.
Not reality. Not reality.
Soon after, the line of sanity begins to blur, as strange things begin to happen, ending in true horror as they try to escape this evil place. All in all, it is a great film with decent effects, but the main focus of the story is on reality in the mind. With the opening scene showing Trent being hauled off to a mental institute, I give this film the Scarecrow stamp of approval.
You're not insane. You hear me? I'm not insane!
You like my ending.
All sound clips available at John Carpenter's official website.
Let's talk a bit about elements for a second. While many practitioners don't tend to study one specific element, many of us generally have one element that pertains to us more than the others. There's much information out there on what the elements are and how they affect us, but as in everything, try to find understanding yourself. I find that in my life, I can get too angry and can be quite rageful. As well, I don't like the heat. For a long time, I thought I was a water sign, for I always seek out water and water-based people. Once I found out my signs were mostly filled with fire, I was a little confused. As time went on, I started to figure that perhaps I was seeking out balance with my inner flames through the opposite element. Many circles will teach different things when it comes to how the flow of different elements work. They say that there are four basic element categories with subcategories for each type, such as an earth-fire element or wind-water combination. In some studies, I have heard that all animals and humans fit into one of these major categories and usually follow many combinations as well. How we interact with those of other elements as well as our own depends, as some say, on other types of elements. These two special elements, though some say there are more, are said to govern the flow of all others. Some will call these good and bad, or perhaps positive and negative, suggesting that these are forces in either constant harmony or struggle, depending on whose opinion you are listening to. Whether you are negative or positive, this will greatly affect your behaviors depending on your major element type. These are very interesting thoughts, to say the least. While I would say it's hard to tell, there's a lot to be said about people with similar signs acting alike. Well, friends, it's time for me to go. The world is calling. I hope you enjoyed this report. This is Terrell and the Scarecrow, signing off.